Kieran McAllen. People would have known you many years ago, the man behind Tough Mac Glass, and your involvement with the Fisher family for a number of years, but we've recently come up with a book about Bertie.
That's right, we've wrote a book about Bertie. We've been working on it now for the last 3 years. The book is actually wrote by Fergus McAllen, a nephew of mine, and Fergus was a big fan of Bertie's. He had been doing a lot of research on Bertie prior to Bertie's passing, and that left it much easier to compile the book. The book is it's a big book. There's over 300 pages in the book. It's been launched in Ambassador Hotel on the 4th of March. Come on. And it will be a night not to be missed, and I mean not to be missed. It'll be a real night of nostalgia, because in the last 2 years, going around the country, interviewing different people, getting people's tributes and that, from mechanics right down to people on the team, down to people who supplied the cars, sponsors, all the different things. I have really enjoyed it because I've heard things that I never knew existed. At the minute we would have over 50% of the tables sold, and I know there's quite a few more interested, because there's quite a few who have approached me here in Killarney about it, and it will be a night of nostalgia.
Kieran, talk us through your involvement with Bertie personally. How did it all come about that yourself and Bertie got together?
Well, I rallied myself way back in the late 60s, early 70s, and it was the fellow that sat with me was a guy called Brian Quinn. Now, Brian had sat with Bertie in Bertie's early days, and I would say it was through Brian and meeting Bertie and Austin at rallies that I got to know him. And we got to know all very, very well in the mid-70s, and we were friends in business, etc. And then, I think it was 85, he hadn't the budget to do Donegal Rally, and I stepped in and gave him a budget to do Donegal, and lo and behold, I passed him on the sitting on the side of the road. He broke down that year, and that was the start of it. And that sponsorship, team management, being in, heavily involved in it, lasted right up to 2001. And to be quite honest with you, we had discussions and was starting to move it over onto Mark, the same team, to promote Mark. But unfortunately, we know what happened. And that's how I got to know Bertie.
Kieran, your fondest memory of Bertie, what would it have been over the number of years that you dealt with him and rallied with him, the funniest memory that you have of Bertie?
The fondest memory? Probably the first Circuit of Ireland win. Yeah, there was a lot of them, that's to be quite honest with you, and it's very hard to identify any particular one, because it was a very successful team. It was a very nice thing to be involved in. And there were good times.
And times that we'll always remember, and that's what this book is about.
Well, yes, that's what this book's about. And times when rallying was an enjoyable sport, not like today.
Kieran, just on this morning here in Killarney, I've yet to see Mozgap being cancelled, and it's a sad day for motorsport when the weather has put Mozgap to the test.
It's a sad day for motorsport today. I've been coming to Killarney from 1971-72, and I have never witnessed weather like this. Yes, down through the years in the month of December, when the main rally run, we had ice, we had snow, we had whatever bits and pieces, but nothing like what they have here today. And I really feel sorry for the club, and I really feel sorry for the competitors, because it's just unbelievable conditions.
Kieran, I know you're trying to get out and see, can you see a couple of stages in the afternoon, so we're going to leave you go, and we'll talk to you in March.
Thank you very much.
No problem.